British Prime Minister Tony Blair testifies this week before an independent panel looking into why a former weapons expert apparently committed suicide. Dr. David Kelly died of cuts on his wrists after it came to light that he was the source for a BBC report which accused the British government of exaggerating the threat from Iraq. NPR's London correspondent Guy Raz has been following the inquiry and he joins us. Hi, Guy.
Eliane, good morning.
Good morning. What is it the Hutton Commission is trying to get to the bottom of?
Well, ostensibly, it's looking into how and why Dr. Kelly died. It's pretty clear at this point that he did commit suicide shortly after he gave testimony to a parliamentary inquiry in July. What had happened was that back in May of this year, a BBC report broadcast a story that seemed to suggest, or rather implicated, British Prime Minister Tony Blair's staff of doctoring evidence to suggest that Iraq could launch some kind of missile attack against a country like Britain within 45 minutes. Now, after that story came out, it was revealed that David Kelly was the source of that story. A group from the Parliament launched an inquiry, and they called David Kelly to testify. In that testimony, he denied that he was the primary source of that report, but of course, a few days later, after he gave the testimony, he was found dead near his home.
Any indications the investigation's getting closer to an answer?
Really, what's coming out of this report is that Kelly was somebody who probably overstepped his boundaries. He was probably not really sure about the inner workings of the government. And so in his interviews with the BBC reporter, he had suggested that some of this evidence was specifically intentionally doctored by a man called Alistair Campbell, Tony Blair's top aide. And it's becoming quite clear that there was no way he would have known that.
Is this turning into a battle between those two great British institutions, 10 Downing Street and the BBC?
You know, it really is. It's becoming something of an Alistair Campbell versus Andrew Gilligan battle. Alistair Campbell, of course, is Tony Blair's top media advisor. And Andrew Gilligan is the reporter who broke the story for the BBC. Campbell's always believed that the BBC has had it out for Tony Blair's government. But I think this investigation also shows a very interesting insight into the inner workings of Downing Street. I mean, there have been many documents released to show how some members of Tony Blair's government weren't sure about the evidence, how they were warning the Prime Minister not to call Iraq an imminent and current threat to Britain. And then there were others who were saying, well, we should make sure that the language is written in this way and that way. So it's been a very, very unique insight into how his staff and his office works.
Blair testifies this week. What is he likely to say?
Well, Leanne, I think he's going to focus on the evidence that his office was provided by the intelligence agencies. He will certainly defend his viewpoint. He'll probably acknowledge that some of the intelligence wasn't strong enough to take as hard and solid evidence and to sort of present to the British public as fact. But I think in the end he will stress Iraq's what he would refer to as Iraq's liberation, and he will really try to remind people listening to this inquiry that is what the war was about.
NPR's Guy Raz in London. Thanks, Guy.
Thanks, Leanne.